This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, today we are completing our series on burnout, and I wanted to look particularly today at ministry and volunteer burnout. Those who are serving others seem to be particularly vulnerable to burning out. Valerie Ling is a clinical psychologist. She's the director and founder of the Centre for Effective Living. Valerie has a special interest in the treatment and prevention of burnout. Welcome, Valerie. Nice to have you here.
It's great to be here, Katrina.
Now, as well as being a psychologist, you're also a pastor's wife, aren't you? So have you seen and experienced ministry burnout firsthand?
Yes, I think I have. And the first thing I want to say is that it's not anybody's fault. So as I'm sharing my story, I just want to say that it was just a journey I had to go through, Katrina. Mm. I needed to figure some stuff out for myself. One of our first postings was as a ministry family overseas. And I think I just had a picture of myself being a minister's wife from all the different examples that I had seen. And I think I just tried to force myself into one of them. Mm. And it didn't work out very well. I had kids and my personality is totally different to, you know, to other people. And I found myself just feeling a sense of failure, just feeling like I was really failing. And when you're in ministry, your sense of failure isn't just about personal failure. You think that you're failing God, mm. that you're really not cut out for it. And maybe it was, this was a big mistake. So yes, having come very close to that point, I just didn't want to see other people go through it.
Mm. So why do ministry workers burn out, Val?
Because the work never ends. Mm. Because we believe that because the work never ends, we have to keep going. The expectations that we place on ourselves to be faithful and diligent can be excessive at times. And of course, you give up a lot of things to go into ministry. You give up your original vocation. You very oftentimes are moving geographically as well. And if you have family, you're also uprooting them and making decisions for them, for where they're going to live and where they're going to go to school. And so when you place all of those responsibilities onto your plate and you believe that you've got to have the answers to all of those situations, you burn out.
Mm, a lot of pressure. So why is it so hard for ministry workers to rest?
I think sometimes we feel guilty that because there are things to do, and we're talking about in ministry, it's got to do with bringing people to know and respond to Jesus, that we feel guilty when we stop. Mm. It's almost like if I do stop, then I'm not going to get to that one more thing. And maybe that one more thing could make the difference. I also think it's about maybe a misunderstanding of what rest is.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
I think there's a misunderstanding that when you're resting, you're doing nothing. Okay. All right. Like you're indulging yourself somehow and being lazy. Uh-huh. Right? And unlike other jobs where you can switch off a computer or you can file away a piece of paper or tick your to-do list, in ministry, there aren't those sorts of markers to actually help you feel like you've achieved and accomplished something, like something is finished. Mm. And so then the idea of rest becomes that, well, if I take a holiday, what will other people think? Okay. If I actually say to myself, I need to have a day off, is that really realistic? Is that really necessary? Because, you know, if I just snuck in a few more hours here, I could inch away like more into that task.
Well, I can imagine too that even socializing, you know, when you're supposed to be relaxing, could be turned into ministry because you tell someone you're a pastor and suddenly they start telling you all their problems, you know, or that people say, oh, I don't believe in that load of rubbish. And then suddenly here you are trying to defend your faith and that's all kind of working, isn't it?
Like, absolutely. And yeah. Most people in ministry live for those moments, Katrina. We live for those moments where the taxi driver asks us that question or the person sitting next to you on the bus. The problem is we don't then create times when we're actually taking ourselves out of those situations because every conversation can be seen as a significant one. And like you said, even just being a human being, having friends becomes tricky.
Mm. So I imagine that when we're doing our work for God, it would be easy to think that our needs are somehow less important than the work. So what's a more helpful theology around ministry work?
That's a very common script that ministry workers have, sacrificing their own needs for the sake of others. Well, the first thing to say about that is that the work isn't ours. It's actually God's. And he never rests. And only he has a complete understanding and picture of what everybody else needs. I like to think of it as a model of stewardship. So when it comes to our body, our physical health, our spiritual health, our mental health, and all of those areas, we've got a part to play in that. And so if we don't take care of those needs and only ever react and respond to others, well, then we're not going to be of any use to anybody, are we?
Hmm. Yeah. All right. And we've mentioned a few times this whole thing about how ministry work is never finished. So, I mean, how can people in ministry manage their expectations of, you know, what success looks like, what they can and should achieve? You know, how can they even know if they've done a good job?
We will never know what success means in ministry.
Okay.
I often say that we'll have to wait to heaven to figure out what God was doing. I think it's a more helpful framework to focus on faithfulness, being faithful in the everyday things and in the little things. When the opportunities arise, being prepared to have the conversations, and then being realistic about the kinds of things, commitments that we make and how we prioritize those commitments. It's about, I think, having a realistic expectation of there are only so many hours that you can work, and then you need to switch off. And in those many hours of work, put the tasks and the activities that are meaningful, that you know that you've actually been faithful in your role. And then, importantly enough, find people who can encourage and affirm that. I think for ministry folk, it's a very lonely journey because a lot of people might have the idea that ministers only work on Sundays. And the rest of the time, who knows what they're doing? There's actually a lot that happens, right? And so having people, being intentional to actually then find someone that you can sit down with and who can encourage you and say, that was a job faithfully done, right? Mm. It's really important.
Are there ways that church members can also support their ministers so that they're less likely to burn out?
Remembering that they're human, Katrina. Mm-hmm. Remembering that just like you, they don't have all the answers for all the situations that you find yourself in and they find themselves in. Quite likely they are brothers, they are sisters, they are daughters, they're in the same boat as you. And I think being able to show an interest in the human being and not the role.
Okay.
And actually inquiring about what they've been up to in the week, how are they resting, how can you actually encourage them, how can you pray for them? There's nothing more meaningful, I think, than a parishioner going up to you and saying, how can I pray for you? Mm. Congregational members can also remember that their expectations of their ministers and their families could use a little bit of tweaking as well.
So what do you mean, like expecting the minister to be on call 24/7 and to show up every time something happens? And
yeah, that somehow ministry families have the magic formula to know what to say and know what to do and be able to read your mind for what you need. I think the reality is that we've got to work those things out together and that we've got to share one another's burdens together.
Mm. Okay. All right. So that's a bit of a shout out to, I guess, parishioners and church members to remember that your minister is only human.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Valerie. Nice to talk to you. That wraps up our series on burnout with Valerie Ling from the Centre for Effective Living. Thanks so much, Valerie. I'm sure we've all learned a lot.
It's been a pleasure, Katrina.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.